Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing okay today, whatever okay means these days. I'm thinking about all of you. I'm really happy that we have a call today. I'm really looking forward to connecting. Like I said in our Facebook group, we're going to devote most of the time today to Q&A. Even though it wasn't a scheduled Q&A call, the reason is because I know that so many of you have just a lot of questions coming up right now, either regarding your business and what's happening with the pandemic and, you know, having questions about what actions to take or how to support your clients with everything that's happening in the pandemic. And I sat on it for a little bit, and I just realized that, in order to support you guys in the best ways possible, that I wanted to shift how we were going to work our session today, just to really be able to get you what you need right now. But that being said, I do always like to do some inner work, and I did promise some special topics today, and so we'll just take the first couple of minutes of this call. I want to kind of just lead you through a little bit of an experience, or I guess an activity exercise, I should say. It's something that hopefully will just create some space and help open things up for you. And it's something that you can use in your groups as well. Just before whatever you're going to be teaching or sharing or whatever it is during this period of time, or even adapt it for one-on-one work. So this is really just about creating space for what is and just giving voice to what is, because as you all know, when we can give voice and expression and space, really just honor what is, it already helps, right? It already helps to kind of reactivate flow and move forward. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions for you to journal on. The first question is just, what are you, if there's any overwhelm for you right now, what are you overwhelmed about? And just take a half a minute. What's overwhelming you right now? You don't need to do anything about it. Just simply get it out of your headspace and onto the paper. Next question. What are you scared of right now? And that might be changing day to day. Or maybe you don't have fear. It's good to acknowledge that too, right? But if there is any, what is it today, right now? I find for myself what's been happening a little bit is I have here and there some fears that are being activated that, like, I know, it's like I know better, you know, there's some old fears that I've really moved through in the past, but they're kind of like getting slightly re-triggered now, and it's good to just give voice to them so that they can kind of just be passing thoughts rather than fester. What is it that you're scared? What are you scared of right now? What do you fear right now, today? And even if there is some truth to the fear, there may be, we're living in some strange times right now, even if there is some kind of reality to it, take a moment and just siphon out for yourself what's actually real and what is really just a fear. So, in other words, if you are scared of getting sick, okay, so we want to honor the fact that there's something contagious going around right now, that we're in a pandemic 100%. But also we want to honor the fact, like, what are you doing about it, right? Are you staying away from other people? Are you supporting your immune system? Are you getting sleep? Do you know that you have a healthy constitution? Are you praying, right? Like, just kind of siphon out so that you can really see the reality there. I'll give you another sec with that. All right, next question, and again, is just to be able to express it, to create space for it. What's breaking your heart right now? What are you in grief about right now? Just state it, write it down. What's breaking your heart? Just honor it, right? Whatever it is, just honor it. What are you sad about? Of course, we could do some big grief ritual, which would be amazing, right? But even just taking a moment to honor it helps activate some more flow. Like, I had a lot of sadness about how so many people are suffering right now. Next thing to just give some expression to, next thing to honor, what are you angry about right now? Do you have any anger? I do. You may or may not. What are you angry about right now? Let's just honor that. Express that. Just two more questions, I think. Two more, we'll see. Next question. What's the opportunities available to you because of this unique moment right now? What's opening up? What's the opportunities that are available right now? It might be something around work. It might be having to do with personal things, relationships. What's the opportunity right now? And you can even add on to this question, what's emerging for you right now? What is emerging for you right now? And then last question, what is it that you really want your people to know right now? And when I say your people, it could mean your clients, it could mean your community, like your business community, your email list, your social media community, or it could just mean the people around you, right? You just use law of adaptation. What is it that your people really need to hear from you right now? What's the message that they need to hear? What's the energy that they need to feel? What are you being called to? Okay. I'm going to pause right here. I promise in about 2 minutes I'm going to open up for our regular Q&A. But before I do, I just want to hear if anybody wants to share what came up for you just through this kind of check-in, creating space. What are you seeing? What's emerging for you? Star two. Anybody want to share? Corey.
Hello. It's good to hear your voice. What I really have begun to feel with having some time at home that is restful and more space to be in my business, be supported by other people doing their work, is a real sense of being able to be more clear and direct in my marketing, in a gentle, straightforward way that I've really wanted to do. And I see the response from it, and it feels really good.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear it. It's amazing how, you know, with, even with all of the heartbreak and everything else that is happening right now, it's really a powerful container to just finally get to the things that we're meant to do in some ways. And it really feels like this is one of those things for you, Corey. I'm really happy to hear it.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a really good way to put it, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. It's great to hear your voice. Anyone else before we open up for Q&A? Michelle.
Hi. So it's been good to not rush into things, to decide. Like, I know what my values are. I know what I want. I know what I need to be doing. But I just let there be time to let things cook and brim, and I think I'm coming or arrived at solutions to my community's challenges that make sense in this particular time.
Yeah. Yeah, as I hear you talking, it feels like, tell me if I'm getting this right, I might not be, but I feel like something that's happening for you right now, like what's emerging for you, is something that actually has been wanting to emerge for a while, which is like not to rush to react, but
yes.
to take the time to settle in and respond.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I really hear that. I hear that not just in your words, but even just like in the energy of your voice.
That's exciting. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Good. I'm so happy. I'm really happy to hear it. Good. All right, let's see. Who is this? I'm guessing this is either Vivian or Nicole. 0684.
Hi, Joanna. This is Nicole.
Nicole, hi.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice as well. And we are here in the Netherlands in our fourth week of isolation in our home. So it's a month now, and you made me realize with the question, what do you want your people to know? Last week I sent a lot of text messages to family and friends, but now I realize, because of your question, I realize I want to do this again. It's not just one time you connect, but mm-hmm. also connect while staying in connection, because we're not allowed to, we have to stay at home another 4 weeks. So there are also a lot of family members I haven't talked to since a long time ago, and I realize there are more people I can send a text message to and to connect with them and not to do only once. So that your question made me realize this. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, it's especially right now, you know, it's like I do think, again, for all of the heartache and, you know, suffering and all the things, like one of the gifts right now is that so many people are actually connecting in more to other people. And it isn't a once and done.
No. I realize it right now when we are talking about this topic, communication and connection. There's only one thing I can do, it's this. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so happy to hear it. Okay. Good. So with that, I'll open the floor for Q&A. Feel free to bring forward anything that you need right now, whether it has to do with your business, your offerings, your marketing, your client work, your group work, an inner block that's happening. How can I support you? How can we support you through this moment right now? *2. What do you guys need? Who has a question? I know you guys have questions. *2. No questions? Here we go. Leah.
Hi, I was brushing my teeth, so I was like, all right, I'll go after.
That's the first I've heard of that in all the years.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad you're taking care of your dental hygiene.
Thanks. So this is, like, multi-layered, and you may have answered this on some of the other calls, so I might have to go back if that's helpful. But, there's kind of two or three pieces. So, obviously, I want to talk to you about my new offer that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
And the first piece, I guess, is that I'm kind of angling it towards, like, I know it's relevant to right now, but it's also not exclusively relevant, because I think it's just also generally my message for people, which is, it's time to step the fuck up. And so, but there's a specific energy to this where it's different in a sense that it's like a monthly mastermind, is how I'm going to put it, and it's a much stronger container, like that there will be, I think one of the things I'm playing with, for example, is like that there's going to be office hours, so if they need me on demand, they'll have multiple times a week to get access to coaching. They don't have to wait until just, you know, whatever kind of call. There are certain trainings, there's, you know, a whole variety of things. And it's about kind of like self-mastery is also how I'm putting it. So people really understand, like, how do they take action? What motivates them? What stops them? You know, how do you set up your day-to-day and have, like, radical self-responsibility to be able to actually get shit done, whatever that looks like and whatever that is for you. And so the first question kind of is around, like in one way I'm playing with like the name and how to frame it. It's not what I thought this question would be, but it's what I'm just being told to bring up. So at first I thought it was emergence, but now I think it's more about like stepping up or rising up. Those, all those words don't quite feel exactly right. It's like the energy of it is being called forth, right? That you're stepping into a new paradigm of self, a new level of like what you know you're here to do. But you haven't been able to get the momentum around, or you've not had the catalyst to get you there, or you, or just it's the next step on your journey and this is what you need. And there's something in that of like, and we've talked about this before, that my work is around initiating people into the highest version of themselves. So I'm trying to figure out how to speak to that, and then how to speak to that both in the context of now, but also separately from now, because if this is resonant, I don't think it's something that'll just happen now. So let's start there. And I might have another question to answer.
Okay, that sounds good. Just speak a little bit more first about what they can, like, what will the results be when they come to the end of the
process? Yeah, so they'll finally take action and have some kind of, like, result on the thing that they've been wanting to take action on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a new set of tools that they need for emotional self, you know, productivity mastery. They will. Sorry, I'm just trying to find my notes. They'll have more energy and the ability to focus, so they know both generally how to do that. They'll feel more possible, more pleasurable, more in their power. They'll be, like, incredibly fulfilled by what they've accomplished. And that they've, like, started stepping into who they know they've always wanted to be or wanted to become. There's more that I think I can suggest.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. And what I would add is for this time that you run it, like, during the pandemic, it feels like another result is that they really use this moment to transcend all the things that had been blocking them before. And when you and I connected on this, you know, in your Voxer, one thing that really hit me that I really liked was like, you know, when they look back, all of us, like all of society is going to be talking about, you know, in 2 years from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now, like what happened, where were we during, you know, this pandemic? And I feel like there's something about what you said in the Voxer, like that they can look back on this time and know that they really made the most of it, that they used it for good in the world and for themselves.
Yep. Yeah, cause that's the pain that I speak to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's I'm literally creating what I need and like the same world. But it's like there's actual pain to feel like you're wasting away each day, like that you don't know where you're going. And I'm not usually the person who like is all productivity crazy. You should obviously know this, but right now it's heightened of like, no, that's not acceptable.
Yeah. Well, giving people space for whatever, like, sometimes.
Well, for me personally, not acceptable.
Yeah. Awesome. So, okay. So first of all, just considering all of those things, the results and everything that we're talking about, I personally happen to really like Rise Up.
Okay.
What about it for you doesn't hit the mark?
I like Rise, but I also just feel like, and this is just something I need to get over, but just so many fucking people use that word.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's my own shit.
So many people, I don't know, you know, this is, we had a discussion in a Q&A call recently.
Yes.
Somebody asked, like, there's so much noise right now, you know, and I don't want to contribute to the noise and all of that. And, you like, my response to that, which I really firmly believe, is like, yeah, there is a lot of noise, but your people are not going to perceive what you share as noise, it's going to rise to the top. So even, there's just so many words and phrases out there, you know what I mean? And you could find something else, and I'm happy, you know, like we can brainstorm on that. And also, don't get too tied up in this is too overused, because it just is what it is. Your people will hear it.
Yeah.
But that being said, just for now, I'll throw out, like, some things, and we can also brainstorm it in a Facebook group or whatever, but I want to get to the second part of your question, too. So I like Rise. I actually like Rise Up. For some reason, the Up, for me, the Up is, like, because you spoke about, like, being called, you know? So to me, there's something about that, something like answering the call. What else is coming up for you?
Yeah, I mean, Emergence is where I started, and then Rise came through last night. Because it's, maybe Risen, that sounds so Christian, which is, love you all, but anyway, that there's something interesting there. I'll have to keep playing. I don't know if this is something that is going to come right now, because, like, answer the call, like, that's, like, it's time to answer the call, is, like, the URL I used for Ananda, right? So just there's some interesting...
That's so funny. I, like, didn't even realize. Yeah.
So, no, there's just interesting things that I'm seeing right now that, oh, this is all the same shit.
I'll just throw out one other concept to play with on that, too. Like, wake up or awaken.
Mm-hmm.
Or wake up and rise. I don't know. I think you're in the ballpark for sure.
Yeah, if anybody else has ideas, let me know.
If anybody else has ideas, post in the Facebook group for Leah, like if you guys are thinking on anything. In terms of how to message or contextualize it, I actually think you have more already articulated than you think you do, because you've said so much on it so far on this call. Like, you know, this could be for any moment, right? Not just this moment in time, but you can also speak to this moment in time, right? But this is a moment in time to break pattern, to stop blah, 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 all the places where they're in gap, and to rise up, to hear that call that you've been hearing, and to really take steps to, what is it they're taking steps to?
Well, take steps. Yeah, to something like to rise into who you're becoming. There's this core, and I have to play with words on this, but there's this core awareness, I think, for my clients that they're literally meant for more. Like, one of my clients is like, she knows she's been waiting lifetimes for this lifetime. Like, it's that level of awareness that they have. So these aren't just like cute phrases.
So, you know, messaging happens in lots of different ways and avenues. And so, for example, Leah, one thought that just came to mind is for you to either do a writing or a Facebook Live on how do you know if you're meant for more, you know, and really speak to, like, how does it feel? What are the thoughts that you have when you know you're meant for more and the more needs to start happening now, you know, and really kind of get into the crags of that so that people can start self-identifying. And then I think there's a higher transcendental. Most of the time, I say, like, don't go with the transcendental social message, because people buy from their reptilian brains, and their reptilian brains are focused on them, not on society. But actually, this is a moment in time where people's reptilian brains are also focused on the need for societal change, because they know, like, more than ever, they see how that it's going to impact them. You know, it's like a survival thing. So you could also speak, because you're really calling out, like, the change agents and all of that. Like, you can speak on that level too, I think. This moment more than others, that kind of thing is effective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Do you feel like you have enough to go on for now?
I mean, I think generally it's just always like confidence, taking the first step, getting all the gremlins out of the brain. So
I hear you. You make just write out all the gremlins, just list, make a laundry list of them? That's probably a good just first place to get them out of the brain. You can share them if you want.
Okay,
good. Keep us posted. Keep me posted. Let me know what you need. Okay?
Yep, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Hold on a second. My computer. There we go. Are other people having, like slow computer problems since all of the everybody at home happened? It's been a lot like that here. Who is this? 8451.
Oh, that's me, Joanna.
Hey, Viv. I thought that might be
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, and apologies. Just let me know if the sound tweaks in and out. I'm in the kind of like hideaway room, and sometimes the connection can be patchy here.
I hear you. I'm hiding from my children right now as well.
I was thinking, I came into this call thinking topic call, so I didn't have anything, but I actually really appreciate you offering the opportunity for Q&A. I missed the last one. I wasn't able to make it. So this is wonderful to have this opportunity. And I actually think some of my question was answered or at least named in the last call. So thank you to that person. What I'd love to do today is just name something that's been coming up for me in the last 2 weeks around just kind of everything that my heart and soul is being called to, but there's a little bit of static just so that I can at least name it and hopefully just clear it and then ideally identify kind of my best next step from here.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
All right. So first off, after such a long time in the winter phase, like just in the last 2 weeks, I have felt such a different shift in energy. I mean, it's been happening for a while now, but I feel a particular just sense of responsibility over the last few weeks. And just a lot of like ideas and inspiration coming to me about things to share, right? So I just shared some information with my closest community today, and I have been for the last 2 weeks, but I'll be sending out my first immune, information on immunity to my bigger community probably tomorrow. I also want to do a newsletter on, allowing for the sort of the decompression of the rest during this time. And also about what, sharing about what other people in my community are doing, like Amara's amazing cooking class and things like that. Mm-hmm. But so lots of ideas coming forward about newsletters to share. And that feels really good and clear and like really aligned. But then I also just want to name that some of the things that today I was thinking, well, I really should offer the opportunity for people to connect with me. But then I was like, you know what? I don't want right now to be about marketing. I've been seeing just a few things, not a lot, but it's obviously coming up for a reason for me, but I'm seeing some marketing go out right now from others. And I'm like, this doesn't feel good. Or like, are you taking advantage of this? And obviously it's not in my, it would never be my intention to, but I'm like, I can feel myself being like, well, I don't want to do that because not that I want to look like I'm taking advantage of the opportunity, but I don't want to, I don't know. There's kind of like a judgment coming up maybe about others and then a worry and a static coming up around me connecting more directly with others. So I just want to just name that. And I think you mentioned in the last call that even just that, the people that I'm going to be communicating with know me and they know what I'm about and they know that, that I'm going to be offering, something authentic versus like just trying to sell something for a quick buck during this time.
Yes. So I'm glad that you're bringing this up. And for all of us that are, for all of us that are in integrity, and want to do right and all of that, like it's on our minds. And and here's what I think is, I've thought about this a lot. Here's what I've come to. I was sharing this a little bit on the last call, but I think it's important to share again with a couple of things. First of all, I since the pandemic started, I have not sold, we've been selling some things behind closed doors, but I haven't, quote unquote, marketed. Mm-hmm. The reason I haven't marketed yet, and just so everybody knows, like it's coming, like actually starting next week, I'm going to. And so there are a couple of reasons for this. It's been intentional. So number one, because I didn't want to take advantage of the moment. It just didn't feel
mm-hmm.
totally right to me.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not right, right? It's a personal thing.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't ever want anyone to buy from me from a place of fear,
yeah.
you know? And the way that I've kind of assessed the situation is that even though, you know, we know in the news, you know, kind of numbers are going to get worse over the next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
People's situations are going to be the same for the most part, meaning
mm-hmm.
there's been this radical change, at least in the States, in the last 2 to 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
of a new normal that hopefully is not going to be the normal forever, right? And it's been kind of chaotic. I haven't wanted to sell in the chaos.
Yeah.
But I feel like starting next week, people are more settled in to what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And they will buy and be open to buying from their more aligned place.
Mm.
So for me personally, that's what feels in integrity to me. The other thing
yeah.
I just want to share is for those of us that can't, there's a lot of people in society right now that can't be earning money because of the jobs that they have. For those of us, like you and like me and everybody on this call, that can be earning money right now, I see it not only as like a personal, like we need money, right? But actually when we have money flow through us, we give it back out into society in the ways that we spend either on our businesses or our personal lives. So we actually, I really believe this strongly, like, we have for those of us that can make money right now, we have a responsibility to make money right now for our shared economy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
The third piece I will say to all of us on this call, particularly to you, Viv, is that you're a naturopath. Like, you have... people need you right now. And you are going to be giving free resources. You're going to send this newsletter, you know, like all of that. But those are great recommendations, whatever you're going to recommend. But people need more than that right now.
Yeah.
They need to pay you for it to get it. How is all of that landing?
Yeah, I hadn't actually thought about the economy and ways to keep it going, and that can actually contribute to the bigger picture. So I think that's really interesting. And the settling, I felt that intuitively this week. It's like everybody was kind of in kind of chaos, and then now it's like, okay, this is where we're at, and then this is where we're at. Okay, well, what do we want to do with this? What can we do with this? And
yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I think the third point, people needing, that's where I've really felt a responsibility, like not from in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That it is a chance to step forward and really make a difference and help people. So, yeah, that feels really clear.
Awesome. And I don't know, you know, it might be for you that you're going to call people forward into one-on-one. I know that's the easiest for you, and you have that set up. But if you have space, and just like what's coming to mind is not – in lieu of, but in addition to, I wonder if you put together like a 2-hour workshop for like low cost, like $37, $47. It doesn't have to be 2 hours. It could be longer, but I don't know, something that could really help people right now, where they could also, it doesn't have to be the one-on-one, and they can also come together in community, and you can share as well as hold your wisdom as well as hold space. And then if there are people from there that are interested in one-on-one, you know, you can make that invitation.
Mm-hmm.
But this pandemic might be an interesting opportunity for you to I feel like you haven't done a preview anything in a really long time, which you've been in your winter. It makes sense. But this actually, you know, because of the new energy that you've been feeling and because of this moment in time, it could be the perfect opportunity to do something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hear that. And do you think doing it around immunity is too most of my in the past has been more around hormonal health, energy, women's health. Is immunity to, I mean, of course, I can make it my own version of immunity. It's not just that. It is so much about resilience and deeper levels of self-care, and all fits into the hormone piece. I think that's too not obvious, but too obvious?
No, not at all. People just really want it right now. And that being said, I would recommend you giving it your flavor, like how immunity is also connected to hormonal health, you know, and also maybe do it specifically through the lens for women and their immune systems and their hormonal health, I think makes sense.
Yeah, that certainly, that does. And thank you for saying that. I feel like there's a lot of stuff out there right now for immunity. And yeah, it can be helpful to know what works.
Yeah, yes. And so I just want to make sure you're also hearing what I'm saying. This other piece, you may not agree, but like, for so many of your clients, hormonal health is so important for them.
Yes.
This is an opportunity, if you want it to be, and a way to really, like, activate them. Like, there are specific hormonal issues that are getting triggered. Look at me, I'm speaking like a naturopath right now. You can tell me if I'm getting this wrong. There are specific hormonal issues that are getting triggered right now because of this moment. And my guess is the antidote, and so that's something that your people really want, right? My guess is the antidote to that coincides with how to support their immune system as well in some cases. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Okay.
Making any sense?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. You know, even in terms of stress, that alone could.
Yeah.
Right? The triggering of the stress response, that can be a doorway in, and it can be a doorway out.
Exactly. So I think if you can tie all the things together and do something around that, that would speak directly to your people. It would rise above some of the other things out there that are just only about immunity. And it would be of such value.
Yeah, like hormones is the doorway. Hormones is the doorway in.
Mm-hmm.
With the connection to immunity, and then, of course, also to community and the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that feels really clear. Thanks, Joanna, so much.
You are so awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Pinball.
Hey, Joanna. So I have a couple of client questions. So I had a client last year and this year that it was a 6-month program and basically was almost a year because at some point she just went MIA for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that it's like when she shows up, she shows up, and she got so much from the coaching. So I have to send her new offerings. She wants to continue. She was already at a really discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wants to continue, and we spoke about, and I've just been holding off on sending her the offerings, and it's like, so we talked about, like, this flakiness and, you know, that if we were to continue working together, then, you know, then it would have to be consistent. And, yeah, you know, it's like, I think I almost said something like, yeah, like, you can't, like, disappear for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, you know, that also in the contract, you know, because I normally say that things can be extended a month or even more, or more, that things will, can be extended up to a month and even more up, you know, based on agreement between us, because I keep that in case, like, I'm traveling and then it throws off the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like I haven't sent her the offerings yet because, one, it's, I don't want to do, like, I want to increase it by, like, $300 from what it was last year. And last year it was like, okay, what price can you commit to? And she suggested this price, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but I also know, like, during our final session, we worked through fear around finances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they lost one of their, you know, she makes more than her partner, but because he's a musician, but, you know, like, the action that she was taking was about opening up to support from her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but around basic things like cell phone bill and groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this considered, I still haven't sent her, you know, the offerings because, yeah, there's some discomfort.
So it sounds to me like the way that you, like, you already have kind of a history of if she wants to work with you and the price doesn't totally match up with what she's able to do, that she lets you know and you've kind of worked it out from there. Am I getting that right?
Mm-hmm.
So why
yeah.
should now, we're coming on to Passover, why should this night be different than the other night? Why should now
right.
be different? You know, I could put out the price with the extra money. And if she comes back and says that doesn't really work for me, then if it's aligned for you, just negotiate like you have in the past.
Okay. So, well, I was more thinking, like, this is the price, but I'll give you an extended payment plan.
Yeah, or that, whatever the negotiation is.
But I'm like, it's like, I don't want to be chasing if it's a six-month program and it's like I do it for nine
right.
months or
so,
12 months.
Well,
I don't
so
want to be chasing this girl down.
Right. So, again, I know I've asked you these questions before. You know, are you scheduling all of your sessions out at the beginning of the program?
Yes. I'm like, I ask people. And I'm like, I have a new client that came in. And I'm like, you know, I followed up with her before our next session. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, please schedule out the rest of your program.
Mm-hmm.
I ask people and they don't. Like, I just had, like, a
okay,
long-time
so,
client be like, where's your scheduling link again?
So you may have – this is annoying, but you may have to do it with this person and other people. Is like, as soon as she says yes and great and whatever, then on the phone, you're like, okay, let's schedule out our program and go through it with her.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And then what about payment? So I just, like, put it in, because I'm, like, wondering if
so
maybe
if
my delay
okay.
is that I don't want to work with her. Or, like, it makes me tired to think of, like, what happened last year and all the follow-up and all the time I spent, like, figuring out how to follow up and how to – and then extending her program, and it was exhausting and annoying.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I need to, like, do some inner work to, like, let go of that.
Well, I think yes, but not to let go of your resolve to try to hold the container as tightly as you can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you are going to continue with her, you have to, you know, you owe it to yourself and to her to bring clean, level playing field energetics in to the container. So yes, let go of that resentment and that frustration, but that doesn't mean not holding her to the task. And it sounds like you've already told her, but I would really tell her again. I would say, you know, for you mostly, but in full honesty, for me too, we need to have some agreements. Like, I really need to have your word on how the scheduling is going to go and how you're going to be showing up. And that's the best that you can do. How does that feel?
Great. Yeah, that feels good.
Good. And when
then,
you send her
like
the rate,
more
you can
than like a contract.
Yes.
I mean, in a way,
I mean,
like, because it's like
right,
okay,
like obviously
yeah, like,
put it into the contract, but you just need to have that like heart to heart conversation with her.
Yeah.
You have a relationship.
Yeah.
You can have that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And what I would say is if you think it makes it easier when you give her the price, you can just up front, you can give her price in full, 6-month payment plan or 9-month payment plan.
I don't feel comfortable like in this situation, you know, like doing different ones. I just want to like agree on a price and then split it up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Can I ask about the other person?
Yep. Is that a big question or a small one?
No, I think it's kind of small. I can also wait till the end.
Okay. Yeah. I'll come back to you.
Totally.
A bunch
That's
of
fine. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Erica.
Hey, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Akiva's right here, so you'll hear him. for the past month, I wanted to, like, bring in more of, like, my sacred depths energy to my client calls. You know, if someone just brings up an emotion or something going on with their partner or just their feelings around, like, how they're changing, you know, the relationship's changing with their baby. And so the other day, I had a client who brought something up, and I, like, felt stuck. I mean, I still helped her, but I felt like, wait, why don't I have, like, my secret depths, like, questions in front of me? Like, why don't I feel, like, up to date? So I wanted to bring that in just to kind of bring in that sense of accountability and also just hear from you, like, if there is anything specific that I can go back to in sacred depths, just to kind of, okay, honey, I'll be right there, you know, review. I know there's, like, a list of questions somewhere, but I'm also curious if there's any, like, calls that I can go back to that might be helpful.
Is it like, just so that I understand a little bit more, is it like if they bring in sadness or if they bring in overwhelm or if they bring in fear, like what are you noticing is being, you know, what are some of the kind of issues or things that you're noticing?
One thing that's coming to me, like, I have some clients that are, like, still dealing with postpartum depression, or, like, they feel that they've recovered, but it comes up as they're, like, doing their coaching, and they realize that they're able to give their children space to like learn something new, but it brings up emotion for them. Like, am I doing a good job? Am I hurting my child? You know, because I don't have them in my bed anymore. I'm not nursing 8 times a night anymore, right? So I like sit with them and I like, you know, I take them through that and they feel so much better, but I feel like I could like be a little bit more sacred depth-y. That's what I really, you know what I mean? Like I I just want them to, I mean, they already know that I'm more in depth than other sleep coaches, but I just, I feel like I want to take it to a different level.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I can also bring in, like,
So, yeah, I mean, you just the one first, just a small note that you already know, but I just want to say, like, you know, you're just make sure you're tracking with the postpartum if it's within your scope or without of your scope, right? And you know. If it's in your scope, if it's not something that, like, they need a mental health professional, then doing, like, going back to befriend your fear is something that could be really valuable. It can help them connect in with their body and dialogue with the fear and really help siphon out, like, what's real and what's not, and then how it's there to help teach them, and then how they can move forward with it anyway. So that would be a really good one to go back to. And then the other is maybe the rewiring the negative thought patterns, because it sounds from what you're describing like some of it is thought patterning, like I'm going to mess this up, I'm going to mess this up, I'm not a good enough parent, you know, that kind of thing. So I would go back to that as well. And
I also remember during Sacred Depths. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Do you remember what?
Oh, I just remember, like, after each call, I, like, wrote myself an email as I was taking notes throughout the call. So I should really go back to all those emails and do, like, some highlighting. Because obviously if I wrote something down, it was, like, an aha for me.
Yeah, for sure. And that kind of dovetails a little bit with just the last thing I was going to say, which is, can just remember, and I know you know this, but remember that just the simple act of holding space for another human being, particularly a mama who's struggling, like, is so valuable. And if you just come from that place of love and holding space, your intuition is going to also guide you 100%.
Yeah, I love that. You know, the other day on a log, my client wrote something pretty, like, in-depth, like, you know, that it was, like, written. It wasn't on the phone, but I felt that all I needed to write back was, you know, well, here I am witnessing that for you with a heart, you know, and she wrote back, like, oh, well, thank you so much, right? Because she was just expressing something that she was learning through this.
Yeah. So sometimes that's, like, really one of the most powerful things. The techniques are great, you know, and all that, but the holding space always trumps everything else.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited you'll go back to some of the stuff.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
One other thing that I think, if you'd be open to this, I would love to start a thread on our Facebook group, maybe asking people to share, like, what they're doing for self-care, just 100%. So we can inspire each other.
That's a great
idea.
So
I might let you do that. Maybe it'll be more powerful if you do it. So
okay. If I don't, just shoot me a note and remind me to.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Michelle.
Hello again. So I think you answered my question somewhat, but I'm going to ask it again because Inbal kind of raised it. So I have two group programs, and as part of those group programs, like with one of them, it's a half hour once a month coaching session, and the other one, they can have up to weekly coaching sessions with me. And people aren't really taking advantage of those sessions. And I think at this particular time, you know, because people may have children, they are just, you know, they're scared about their job market. I could go on and on, that they kind of need these. So yeah. I'm thinking about, like, how do I guess part of what I need to do is tighten up the container, right? That's the bottom line, right? This is part of the container that I have for you. Let's make sure it happens so that you're making the progress that you want to make. I guess my question is, how do it seems like, I mean, I've done it in the group areas, right? Because I don't run the things on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So maybe my next step is that I just need to send people individual notes about.
Yeah, I'm about to do that as well, like for Coaching Mastery Circle. I've noticed, especially since the pandemic started, like there are a couple of people that I just haven't seen in the last month. And I'm going to just send individual, I'm going to reach out individually and let them know that we're here and that it's an important time. So yeah, I absolutely, you know, if that's manageable with the amount of people that you have, I would do that for sure. Another thing that can sometimes help, is to do a Facebook Live in the Facebook group, not like a,
They're not Facebook groups. I could record a video and upload it.
Yeah, so doing that too, because there's, you know, like when you write, it's good, but then when they kind of see your face and hear you, it can also help. So I think the individual outreach is the best, but doing a video can really be supportive too.
I could do both. That's easy to do. Okay.
Yeah. And
I can also invite them to say, like, I know, like, if you are sick or if members of your family are sick, I actually do want to know that and I want to support you through that time. Like, I can really just make it very connected to.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say next is, like, it's not just about the quote-unquote work at hand right now. You know, it's really people just need to connect in too, and sometimes even though they know better, it's like they know that you care, Michelle, but it's so easy to forget, especially in all of this chaos. There's really letting them care can go a really long way and bring them back in.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're giving me ideas. Because what I've, you know, in your intro questions, one of the things I've been telling my community is that this is not a time for productivity. It's a time for us to slog through the other side of it, especially in academia, right? Because, you know, we're doing things that we've never done before, many of us, you know, et cetera. So maybe, you know, slog through as elegantly as you can pull off, but I mean, maybe this is to say, like, I'm encouraging you to do this, not because of the writing per se, right? I'm encouraging you to do this because we're not in normal times and nothing you're doing is normal right now. You're not, you know, you're teaching online, whatever. You don't have access to whatever. But to kind of frame it in the overall message that I'm trying to give my community.
Yeah, 100%. I think that would be really powerful for them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Tammy. You there, Tammy? I have you off mute.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're doing stuff. Like, I feel like every week you're like my little heart machine right now.
Trying to keep the inspiration going.
Yeah. I appreciate it so much. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm definitely struggling with being in my winter and being in my spring and, you know, accessing time for myself and, you know, being there for my family, like my usual shit. Mm-hmm. And also trying to figure out, like, what does this look like for me, you know, in the next few months? Because I know I will have clients that I can work with one-on-one in person, but it's not going to be what it used to be. And so, like, what does that look like for the rest of how I make money? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of free offerings the last couple of weeks, which has been, like, really important for me and filling my heart. And so the idea of making money and what I'm offering and how to charge for it is, of course, like, you know, something I'm sitting with. It's not, like, stressing me out. Like, I feel like in the past, like, charging is always an issue. But and I know people have kind of had versions of talking about this already in time with you. But I definitely want to offer lower rates for the next couple months. Like, I want people to understand that I understand what's happening and that my services are still there, and I want them to be accessible for people. So I'm just been trying to think about, like, what that looks like. And, you know, like, I'm doing a baby lab series in, like, 2 weeks, and I definitely want to, like, discount it quite a bit and thinking about, like, what that pricing looks like. And I feel like I have a good number for that. It's almost like half of what I would normally, you know, charge.
Well, okay.
I feel like I need to. Okay.
Can I make a suggestion about pricing for you? And it's okay if you
sure.
don't like the suggestion.
Yeah.
Instead of just lowering the rate, could you just really, like, be upfront with your community and say, this is the rate, right? So whatever the full rate is, like whatever you would, for example, Baby Lab, whatever you would normally charge for Baby Lab, if you can afford the full rate, please pay it. But I do want to make this accessible to you if you can't. If you can't pay this full rate, it's pay what you wish, starting from X number up.
I don't know.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I like that. That's like,
okay.
I mean, I was going to mention, like, I was, you know, giving a discounted rate, but I didn't think of it the way you said it, you know, that people who can afford it should pay for it.
People will step up. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people
right.
will step up and pay the full rate.
Yeah, I like that.
And just
so I should do that for everything,
like,
and even my
be honest, say, like, if you can, it will allow. That's what allows me to do this pay what you wish starting at this rate. It will help me offset, it, you know, that kind of thing. Just be totally upfront.
Right. Okay.
And then in terms of, I know so much of your work is hands-on,
mm-hmm.
and aside from just, like, how you help your, you know, like, if somebody has a fever, but, you know, like, all the things, I really
right.
want to, I know you know this, but I just really want to remind you, Tammy, you are such a wise woman, and such a great, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to use the word coach. You're not a coach. Just you're a wise woman. And you have a lot of transformational skills, and you have a lot of wisdom and presence that your acupuncture and craniosacral and all the other like magic that you do hands-on, you have a lot of that that can be translated into virtual sessions. And I really, if you need, isn't the best word, but just for the time being, like if you need to have more one-on-one sessions because you've lost some in person, I really want to encourage you to reach out to clients that were coming in person individually and share with them, you know, how you can help them virtually and see if they want to do, just move the sessions virtual. Obviously, it's not, you're not going to be sticking needles in them or manipulating, you know, doing the craniosacral, but speak to what their gap in vision is, each of those individual people, and how that can be supported in other ways.
Yeah, no, I've been able to step into that because I've been lucky to have clients that have moved away and they still want to work with me. And, you know, that's been powerful for me to see, like, I can actually do energetic work, you know, not in person.
Yeah.
So I do feel like I'm willing to step into that. I do feel like, you know, I've been doing this stuff for 20 years and anything new, as you know, and you pushed me to do a lot of new things in the last couple of years is like really, it's more draining. So like, I'm like taking a big breath, like, okay, like here I go. I gotta like get into like this next place, you know, and kind of step into that. And I do feel like it's on my list, like reaching out to people individually and saying, I am here, even though we're not in person, you know how important this work would be for you. So I do see myself stepping into that. And you know, what my rate normally is $150 for online. And, you know, would you suggest doing, like, the same thing? Like, this is what my rate is, that, you know, you can kind of, what basically what you said before, I can do that
yeah,
as well
this,
for
this, this
one-on-one.
If it feels aligned for you, because for everybody it's going to be something different. So for you, Tammy, if it feels aligned, I would say, you know, it's $150 a session. If you want to do this, then that's a little bit out of reach, don't, you know, just please let me know and we'll work something out.
Because I have a really big rent to pay. Like, I don't want to lose my sacred space that I've been building. And
no, I hear you. Well, that's why I'm suggesting, like, let's get the people back schedule just virtually. And what I just kind of want to plant for you is just because it's new, it doesn't have to be draining.
I know. When I said that, I heard you. I heard you energetically and reset that a little bit. But, yeah, I know if I come from my heart space, it won't be as draining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Athena.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you say Athena?
Hi,
I said
Athena.
Okay.
You're Athena. Hi.
Hi, I am. Hi. Yeah, I was gonna raise my hand, but some of the other calls made me think about just what I'm offering right now. We talked a little bit before about what, you know, just really fitting with what felt and feels aligned to be offering in this moment. And what I have been doing that has been really wonderful the last few weeks, I guess this is the third week now, is I'm offering a morning meditation for my clients, my coaching clients, and it's now opened up to friends as well. So it's been a really nice group, like four or five people most mornings. And I started doing it weekdays, every weekday, and then I actually added Sundays. And I'm doing it really just as much for myself as to support them. And it's been really wonderful, and it really feels like a sweet, just kind of seed of starting to build a community around my work, which is lovely. And I'm not charging for it. I don't want to charge for it, certainly now. But I've sort of been contemplating, kind of if it continues, which I hope that it does beyond this period, because so many of the people that have been participating have been really craving, building a daily practice from before all this, and just struggling with structure and all of that. So it feels like something that really could, last beyond this period. And so I just thought I would sort of ask you about if you have thoughts about sort of starting to use this to plant the seed of kind of building out a program from this, even though, again, I really just for now want to keep it, a free offering for the foreseeable future. But I do feel like it could be a foundation for, to build out a bigger offering. So I just wanted to see if you had kind of some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I love it. 100%. I think you have people in front of you that are interested. The only thing is, if you do this for a long period of time for free, if it stays exactly the same and you start charging it, it's going to be a little hard to convert. So whatever the program becomes, and we can talk about it, but I think it would have to be like maybe a little bit more deluxe.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that I absolutely anticipated that. And yeah, at first when I started out, it's like, well, let me do it for free for, for a month maybe, mm-hmm. and then see. And I don't, and then maybe open it to kind of donation based.
No, I wouldn't kind of do it in steps like that. I would offer it for free for a month. And then make a decision if you want it to be a program, then turn it into a program, or just keep it free.
Okay. And if I'm not ready to turn it into a program in a month, if it's more like, a few months down the line, is that still, do you feel like continuing it for longer for free is sort of undermine the possibility to do something else?
Yeah. I also don't know how long people will keep their interest in it, if they're not paying. I could be wrong on that. I think it's going to peter out a little bit. I could totally be wrong. But even beyond that, Adina, this might be my filter or desire for you that you don't have for yourself, so you can tell me. I want you to make it into a program sooner than later. I think you're offering such a beautiful resource during this moment right now, but similar to what I was sharing with Viv before, those of us that can make money should be making money right now, not just for ourselves, but for the economy. And also I think you're ready for it. So you know best what's right for you, but I just feel like I have to be transparent about my little stealth desire slash and for you.
Yeah.
Around this.
And so in terms of transitioning it into a program, if that's going to happen sooner rather than later, then I need to start thinking about that. So what one possibility is just sort of layering that into individual coaching programs, and the other obviously would be a group coaching program, which I have only very sort of dipped my toes in, but don't really, haven't done much. I really have only done one group coaching workshop. So I'm not quite sure. And I'm not even sure, again, whether like some of the people that are participating in the meditation are even interested in coaching, actually.
It may not be coaching. I don't think I was actually thinking coaching because it's
okay.
You're doing meditation. I wonder if it's like, so you continue to have the meditations, may not be every day, I'm not sure. I'll just throw some like thoughts out now and let you marinate
yeah,
on it, and then we can come back together.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but almost like, so the daily meditation is ongoing, or maybe it moves to three times a week, or, you know, whenever people can come, whatever
yeah.
it is. But maybe twice a month, you have like a 90-minute, not an extended meditation, but almost like skills or tips or I don't know, you know, what this might be bringing up for you. I don't know, like something that's not exactly coaching, but like that takes their meditation practice deeper, gratitude, you know, that kind of thing. I also, you could bring your yoga into it. Like, I think there are ways that it's not just like coaching. Like, I think you would use your coaching skills in it, and there would be some inner work, but it almost feels more of a, less of a coaching thing and more of a, like, wellness, inner peace, you know, meditation yogi kind of thing. I don't know if anything
yeah.
I'm saying is like activity. Tell me. Did I just
yeah.
say gibberish or
no, not at all. I think I just
okay.
have a little bit of a filter around like offering inner peace. You
know? Okay. Maybe that wasn't the right term, but you know what I'm saying.
So often it's the exact opposite what's actually coming up during.
Right. I totally, yeah.
Right.
I hear you.
But yeah, no, I like that. And, you know, what I've been doing is really drawing from many different lineages that I have studied and practiced. So I think
mm-hmm.
it could be really nice to do that kind of longer dropping into particular ones
mm-hmm.
And kind of giving that, because what they're experiencing is a little bit of a hodgepodge.
Can even start organizing it that way. Like, if you do like a 90-minute thing, I don't think you should do a 90-minute thing every week. Let's say it's every other week.
No.
But
yeah.
like then for the next
even
2 weeks,
maybe.
The meditation or whatever the daily thing is related to that
mm-hmm.
90-minute thing. You know, they get to practice it
yeah.
and go deeper into it. And then the next
mm-hmm.
thing could be kind of
yeah.
cool. So stuff to think
mm-hmm.
about. Is that
yeah,
enough to
yeah,
kind of marinate on? And
that's
can...
perfect. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just needed to kind of start, like, opening my mind to the possibility of creating that kind of offering. So that's perfect. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. Good, good, good. So I know we're at 2:30. In Bali, I said I'd circle back to you. There aren't other hands raised. So, if you guys have to go, but Inval, I'm going to circle back to you.
Yes, I'm. Thank you so much. I'll try to make this quick. I have a client who is having a lot of issues with her partner around like how he and his family are treating some of these precautions, but at this point, like mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent her an email that was a pretty good email, like how to stay married during a pandemic. It was a good article. And she wrote back that, you know, that they had a big fight and she finally let him have his friend over. And, you know, and then just was sharing about like how hard for her it is not to be judgmental because, you know, his family is still having gatherings and, like his sister even got like 2 tattoos last week. I'm just like, oh my God, people, please. So, but you know, this idea of like, you know, that like she let him have a friend over and yeah, I'm just kind of like, I really want to help her like shift that dynamic, and this is someone who'd like asked me to do before to do kind of like a couple session for them.
Oh, yeah, I remember and you mentioned that.
Yeah, so it's like I'm a little bit like this is not a good dynamic that's being created. Like she's also like 10 years older than him. So when I feel bad, but just that there's kind of like this maternal thing and, yeah, and also just not being on the same page around how to proceed during these times. So I'm just curious if you had any, like, if I were to coach her on that, like, I don't think it's a healthy pattern, and they just moved in together, and then this all started.
Yeah. I mean, as you were talking, like, one thing that I was curious about is what is her fear in the relationship with him, or what are some of her limiting beliefs about what needs to happen for her to be able to have the relationship? I don't know if you know the answer to those questions, but if you guys have looked at that before, but it feels like there could be some underlying fears or limiting beliefs about who she needs to be or how she needs to show up or not show up. To get the love that she desires. Or there may also be, I mean, I'm sure there are, you know, our romantic relationships always bring up old family dynamics that want to be healed. So looking at what the dynamic is and where else she's been in that dynamic before, either in her place or in his, because it could bring up like roles that we play in our family, but it could also be that like our partner shows up as the role that we usually play with family members, if that makes sense. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to look at some of that, I think that's some of the work that you could do with her on her own. But then if you did a couple session, like to bring that in, and for them to both see, like, what roles they're playing and how that relates to their family of origin roles.
Yeah, because she also has a younger brother, so that definitely could be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's playing something out in the relationship. All of us do. It's part of why we have romantic relationships, is to heal the other pieces.
Right.
So to do an exploration around that, and then, you know, if they come in as a together as a couple, you just creating awareness around those pieces can be so valuable.
Awesome.
Okay.
So I have I'd said to her, I was like, you know, I responded something, whatever I did, whenever I saw it, got her response. And then I was like, let me know if you want to do that, you know, if you want to talk about moving forward with those. And then I haven't heard from her. So I feel like I should just like, I don't know if I should wait until we talk next week or suggest this to her.
What's your intuitive sense? Would it make more sense to wait or to just bring it up before then?
I think I'll bring it up just like, you know, that I've been reflecting, and if she wants to connect or if this is what she wants to focus on in her next session, that we could do that. Mm-hmm. And then bring up around like her and the partner again.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, sending you all a big hug, and I'm here for whatever you need. Please let me know. I want to support in any way that I can, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.